The Chris and Steph Podcast.
Christmas is on the way, and a political reporter for NPR in the States has shared a Christmas letter to Santa from a child. Now, NPR, I think they're a radio network in the States. Might be radio. Well picked out. But the letter itself is something that is quite frankly unbelievable. Can I read out the child's letter?
Yeah, I'd love to hear it.
Dear Santa, I'm only doing this for class. I know your naughty list, spelled N-O-T-T-Y, your naughty list is empty, and your good list is empty, and your life is empty. You don't know the trouble I've had in my life. Goodbye. Love. Love. I'm not telling you my name. And that's it. And the margins are covered in wreaths and skulls. That's the letter this child sent to Santa Claus.
That kid is just like... I'm on par with that kid.
You like that kid?
I totally get that kid.
They
you don't know my trouble, Santa.
Well, apparently, the reporter for NPR tweeted afterwards, don't worry, the kid's troubles are apparently his brother. That's what he's referring to in the actual letter himself.
I mean, imagine being a school teacher and receiving that or seeing that the kids have written and thinking, okay, parents going to have to be called in. What's going on at home?
We need a parent-teacher interview, like ASAP, because this is not right.
Not quite right.
You don't know the trouble I've had in my life. Goodbye.
And I want to have a bit of a chat about when you become sensible.
When you become sensible.
Yeah, when you lose that... I don't know, what do they call it? Like your devil-may-care attitude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that sort of thing.
New research has come out to suggest that those in their late teens, 20s and early 30s tend to be a little bit more adventurous, unsurprisingly.
Okay.
That's your gap year time, your travel the world. You might be more free-spirited, happy to go bungee jumping for a charitable cause or drink water in a foreign country. All those sorts of things.
How do you live life to the extreme? I drink water in foreign countries.
I had the salad. Could have been washed. Anyway, sadly, this sense of invincibility cannot last forever. And once people hit about their mid-30s, they begin to mellow out considerably. 34 being that key age for when we become sensible.
Sensible. Okay. Are you saying this because you know recently I've only just had a birthday? Are you bringing this to the table because of that? Because
I feel saying that you should be understanding and have a greater awareness of your maybe physical vulnerability, as the case may be, and which is what produces this sensible
physical
age.
Physical vulnerability?
Yeah, when you sort of stop taking so many risks when you're like, you know, dangerous activities could really impact my career or my life.
Well, I have started wearing a tartan sweater and I'm carrying around a thermos. So does that mean that I'm starting to like mellow out and calm down?
I mean, you should probably be checking your hip replacement, Granddad. Anyway, more than one third found that starting a family gave their life a bit more chill outpace. That they're like, can't be bungee jumping anymore, can't be eating salad overseas.
Got that, yeah.
Yep.
Can't put my life in risky situations anymore. I've got people to look after.
That's exactly right. 1 in 10 people actually became more daring as they got older.
1 in 10 became more daring.
Uh-huh.
That'd be the ones that are still single, probably.
Yeah, probably.
The ones that don't have children. I can do whatever I like, whenever I like. I can go bungee jumping if I want. I've got no commitments whatsoever. It's fine.
And 1 in 5 of those quizzed said that trying out extreme activity gave them a happy, glowing feeling afterwards.
A happy, glowing feeling. So that's the adrenaline rush, obviously.
Yeah, adrenaline being the main emotion that they seek, and it's often men who are more likely to embrace that daring side of life than women.
That daredevil thing. I think this is pretty true, pretty accurate.
Yeah.
I mean, I've just passed the...
sensible age.
Sensible age.
What's so on the other side? How's it looking over there?
Is there anything else coming up? Is there a different age on the way? Is there the one where
I think you have to wait till you hit a little bit older till you sort of go and get... Like, then you sort of devil may care...
Oh, midlife crisis.
I think that comes later. I think it's sort of, you turn 70 and you're like, what do I care? I'm happy to go for a nude swim. They've seen it all and trust me, they won't be looking at me. That sort of attitude.
Right, things to look forward to in my life. And time for gold stars.
Gold star for adulting.
Yes, 13, 12, 16. If you've been an adult this week and need to be acknowledged for your achievements?
Look, it can be something really small, something that you really should have been doing for a long time, but it's not in your personality to do so.
Yes.
I have one this week.
You've got one this week? All right, hang on. Let me get the gold stars at the ready. Okay.
So my license expired on Monday and I renewed it last Friday.
Well done.
Did it in time. Didn't just ask for rides for a week and bum around and not figure out how to do it. I went into the DMV.
Yep.
And I was talking to the lady and she's like, oh, you can just do this online. I'm like, oh, okay. And then I had to do the, what I think is that really uncomfortable thing where they stand behind you and you do it online on their computer.
Yes, I've had that. I did that one day.
And I'm like, I feel like a nana. She's like, oh, you just click here and it's just like you're filling out your form. And I'm like, oh, yeah. I do know how an online application form works. I just didn't realise I could do this online. Oh, no, it's very innovative down here. And I'm like, okay, yeah, okay, yep. Can I do this at home? She's like, yeah, you can do this at home as well. So you just click on the next menu. I was like,
Okay, got it.
I just didn't know. It's fine. Do it online from now on.
Yeah, because I did that weeks ago as well, and it's very...
It's a new thing.
It's a new thing. You can do it all online, and it's the RMS, not necessarily the DMV. But that, absolutely, gold star for that. I had it once upon a time when it had slipped my mind, and I hadn't done it. And then one day I was like, oh, I just had to get out my ID for something. I was like, oh, should have done that 2 weeks ago.
My bad.
Should have popped in quickly. 13, 12, 16, have you been an adult this week? Have you taken on responsibility and need some recognition for your efforts?
Just a gold star. Just like a, hey, you did it.
Hey, you Congrats. Did it. Well done.
Gold star for adulting.
If I press the other button, it's going to launch some commercial content. Gold stars, 13, 12, 16. Have you done something this week where you've stepped up, you've been an adult, and you've taken on responsibility? Steph, you were on time with renewing your driver's license.
I was early, and thank goodness I was, because earlier in the week I explained that I lost my diary.
You did too. That was devastating.
There was a red permanent marker on Monday, license expires.
Mm-hmm.
But luckily, I went and renewed my license on Friday.
Well done. I mean, and getting it done just in time is so
satisfying.
Rewarding.
And the good thing about, like, I learnt once I was down there and had to be taken through the process of how, oh, darling, you can do this online. Let me help you through it. Anyway, I got through that process.
Well done.
But the great thing is now is that I was really like, I was like, I'm going to have to get a 5-year license. It's going to cost me a fortune. I'm like, I normally just get 1-year ones. So yeah. I just renew them every year. But I was like, I probably should be an adult and buy a 5-year one even though I can't afford it.
Mm-hmm.
But because I do it online, no one has to know how stingy I am. So I was just like, 12 month, yeah, baby.
I just do a year. It's all good. Gold star coming your way this morning, Jason, on 13, 12, 16. Jason's joining us. What have you done, mate?
Well, last week I woke up in the middle of the night about 3 hours before I was due to start work and I was hurling. It was...
Oh, yeah,
it wasn't pretty. And because I start work at about 4 o'clock in the morning,
yep.
I couldn't exactly call anyone else to come in. So,
oh, darling.
Yeah, so I kind of just went in almost on my, you know, almost crawled into work.
Yeah.
Got the job done and then...
And then crawled home to bed?
Yeah, crawled home to bed. Yeah, went to the doctors and, yeah, that's about it. But, yeah, it was a big couple of days for me there last week.
Well, you definitely deserve a gold star for your efforts of stepping up when no one else is available and finishing off the job. Did you leave early? Did you do just a really half-assed job at it and just, you know, relaxed in the seat?
I left early and did a half-assed job.
Even better.
Beautiful. Love it.
I think that's a quarter of the effort put in for that day.
That's it.
Well done, Jason. Absolutely. Gold star for your efforts this morning.
Now, I have a story for you this morning that is going to come as no surprise to many, however, is quite shocking nonetheless. The average time a woman spends deciding what to wear to work.
Oh, okay. I'm going to sit quietly here.
Yeah, you best. You best, mate.
And I'm just going to absorb the story.
So, on a typical work day, a woman will deliberate over their attire for approximately 14 minutes. Now, that's the equivalent of 2.5 days a year over the average working lifetime of 47 years. That's 119 days spent in front of the wardrobe.
So how many? 114?
Days in front of the wardrobe.
That's surprisingly low.
Yep.
I would have thought it'd been a lot longer.
Well, no, but that's only deciding what to wear to work.
Work,
I know what to wear. Most mornings to work, I'm like, and a lot of people have uniforms as well, so that'd like bring those stats right down. I'm so glad that this didn't report on the amount of time we spend trying to decide what to wear on a Friday night.
Absolutely, because that's a lot longer.
Or like whilst deciding what to wear to the races or to a wedding.
Just tell the taxi we'll be another 10, okay? Or just give me 10 minutes. I'll be out.
But you look beautiful, babe. No, I do not. This is not the outfit I wanted to wear. Just give me. Just tell them I'll be out there in 1 minute. I'm just going to change my shoes. And then if I change my shoes, I'll just change my top. I'll be super quick. And every girl knows the answer is every single time. Jeans and a nice top. That's what are you going to wear?
Jeans and a nice top.
You can put on 7 dresses and then what are you wearing? Jeans and a nice top.
So
heels.
Really this study needed to broaden out and take into account nights out, not just going to work of a morning, because you probably have your wardrobe sorted for that already.
Yeah, but I feel like, well, according to this study actually, 1/3 of women claim they feel really pressured to look a certain way at work, with 76% saying they constantly find it difficult to decide what's appropriate.
Right, what's the appropriate thing to wear in the workplace?
The worst thing is on a Friday, where it's sort of casual Fridays, but they're not actually casual.
For radio announcers, every day is casual Friday. Yeah.
Throwing the question out there, what's no longer a thing? So, I've got like a group of friends that are just a few years younger than me. Not by much, but they're all 21, 22, so...
Right.
You're 5 or 6 years younger. Anyway... So I've got this group of friends, and I was saying to one of the girls the other day, she started seeing this guy, and I was like, oh, so she's just asking out, make him take you on a date. And she looks at me and she says, I've never been on a date.
Never been on a date.
22 years old, never been on a date. And I'm like, what do you mean? Like...
Yeah, it's no longer a thing.
And she's like, have you had boyfriends? She's like, yeah, but I either knew them before or socially, and, you know, I've been out with people, but I've never been on a date.
Mm-hmm.
And it blew my mind. I just can't comprehend the fact that there's, you know, that a gorgeous young lady hasn't been out on a date before, that there's not a gentleman out there to ask her on a date. And I was like, am I that out of touch? Is it, like you said, it's just not a thing.
It's not a thing anymore.
People don't go on dates anymore.
They go on hookups, I think. Isn't that?
Netflix and chill.
They go on Netflix and chill. No, it's not. I think the days of asking someone out on a date have possibly gone now. I think they're kind of over.
But isn't that the, like... I just can't comprehend this fact that this isn't happening anymore.
Well, here's one for you. Here's something that's no longer a thing. My parents the other day said to me, oh, we recorded a movie off the TV the other night. I'm like, no one does that anymore.
That's up there with recording the top 40 on a Sunday night.
That's very true.
On your tape deck. Don't talk over the song, announcer. Don't talk over the song.
Don't talk over the top. You know how that's annoying. And the irony, years later, that's exactly what we do today. What's no longer a thing? 13, 12, 16, dating, recording stuff off the TV.
Oh, I even spoke earlier, I went to the DMV or to the Roads and Maritime, what is it?
RMS.
RMS,
Roads and Maritime Services.
And they just put me on a computer to say, oh, you can renew your licence here. And I was like, oh, so I could have done this at home. Like,
yeah, going in's no longer a thing.
You don't need to go anywhere now. You can just do it all on your laptop. What's no longer a thing? 13, 12, 16.
If you're mad keen, 13, 12, 16.
Catching on. And on 13, 12, 16, what's no longer a thing? I was out the other weekend and I've got a group of friends who's just a few years younger than me. Like 4, 5, 6 years younger.
Yeah, okay.
But,
yeah.
Not a huge age gap, but just that little bit... that it's enough to make a difference.
And you, I mean, because you're quite youthful, you fit right in with that group.
Totes.
They learn a lot from you.
But one of the girls the other day was saying that she'd never been on a date. Gorgeous, you know, 22, 23, absolute stunner, funny, engaging. And I was like, why haven't you been on a date? And she's like, well, it's just, you just don't get asked.
Yeah, it doesn't happen anymore. It's no longer a thing. Dates
are dead.
They're gone. Because now people get romanced via emojis.
Or, like, they go for coffee.
Go for coffee or Netflix and chill. I don't even think they go for coffee anymore. I think that's gone.
I'm so out of it. And I just wanted to know on 13, 12, 16, what's no longer a thing?
We've got Jess. What do you think is no longer a thing, Jess?
Do you guys remember the circle game?
Yeah, of course.
I don't know the circle game.
You don't know the circle game?
No.
Okay, so the circle game is where you get your thumb and your index finger and you make a circle.
Mm-hmm.
Chris, look at this. Look at this.
Right.
Now go on.
Yes.
And now, if you look at it and it's below your waist, that person actually gets to punch you.
I get to punch you.
All right.
Yep.
Fine. Hop up. Right. Hop up. Come over here.
If you report this to HR, I will not be happy.
No, I'm not.
Hold on. Headphones coming up.
I'm not recording. So you get to punch me because I looked. Oh, ow.
Yeah.
That
wasn't
a That was my good arm. Oh, man.
It's okay, princess.
Oh, thanks. So that was the thing because I see this on
Facebook.
It's like
trending again.
Is it trendy again?
It's starting to, it's like everything, it comes back into fashion.
Right,
but it used to be, it was actually on, I'm pretty sure it was on Friends. That's how it all came about. It was on some show.
Oh, that rings a bell, actually. There that sounds go. About right, yes.
Cool. Because I saw New South Wales Police the other day on their, like, Facebook page. Did like a, look at this, and it was like in the revision mirror or something, and there's someone with their hand. I was like, hee, you get punched.
It used to be really good in high school, but yeah, you used to come home with some bruises.
Oh, yeah.
I never had that at my school.
Nor do we promote bullying in any way.
No, absolutely not. But it's just, it was never a thing growing up. So I'm only sort of being exposed to it now going,
as an adult.
What is this thing? I've been hit so many times at work. So many times.
All the memes.
But I think Jess failed that phone because what's no longer a thing? Because that's technically now.
But I think
it's still a thing.
It's the idea that things circle, like. but come back around.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now you want to have a bit of a chat about schoolies, do you, Chris?
Schoolies and tattoos, actually.
Oh, the bad combination, in my personal opinion.
Coming out of the Gold Coast, a lot of the schoolies have decided to get some ink done while away from home.
Oh, yeah, like Class of 17, Friends Forever.
Yeah, they had vitamin C tattooed on them with Friends Forever.
That's all I was thinking.
Yeah, that matching. Yeah, yeah.
As we go.
Remember, it's just like when we left school and we got those, remember?
Yeah, for sure. And then I got or Green Day time of your life.
Absolutely. That's on the other side.
what? Don't. Never mind. Go on.
They're getting the old bin chicken on it. The old ibis is their chosen tattoo of choice, according to this story from The Guardian.
Yep.
Very interesting. Crossfire tattoos and piercing appear to be the responsible business for the ink that's getting done. So, and
your mum would kill you. You get home from schoolies. How was schoolies, darling? Did you have a nice time? Ready to start university?
Oh, what's that on your forehead? Oh, it's a bin chicken. Lovely, darling.
It's nice.
It's so beautiful. I mean, in the grand scheme of tattoos, bin chicken. Come on, mate. That's not a very nice bird.
No, like eagle across your chest or something.
But I mean, we've spoken about the bin chicken in the past, the old ibis. It is the most revolting of all birds out
most
there.
Most definitely. Ugh. Dirty.
Exactly. So, word of warning, could be a lot of bin chickens coming back to Orange. Just put it out there now.
Mums
or dads, maybe ask the question. Oh, do you see any ibises up there?
When you're 44 years old and you're in a corporate job and you've got a bin chicken on your arm.
A bin chicken. There you go. Well, that's what's coming out of schoolies at the moment. So,
that was the Chris and Steph podcast. Thanks for listening, whoever you are.